Little Strings with Mike Damon. Hello and welcome again to another episode of the No Strings podcast, and I'm Mike Damon, your host. Some of the different things we hear sometimes about trans people could be very shocking and offensive, and most of the time people say these things due to the lack of access to accurate information, fear, or just because other people disagree with their trans life, whatever that means, while some others seem to think that it's a matter of choice, that is to say, that they think that trans people choose to be who they believe they are, and of course, these are all based on several misconceptions out there. And sometimes when these thoughts become overwhelming for some people, they find it hard to put it under control, so they express their resentment with attitudes that are sometimes unacceptable, or they may even become violent. Sadly, these behaviors are expressed even by members of the LGBTQ and plus community, and it really shouldn't be so. So as part of our trans discussion series, we are going to be having conversations around trans issues so that we can not just only have a better understanding of what's going on in the lives of our trans brothers and sisters within the trans community, of course, but to also educate ourselves on these issues. This, I believe, will bring clarity and pave way for acceptance and tolerance. Okay, to have this conversation, we decided here at No Strings to talk to someone with a very positive representation of the Nigerian trans community. Now we'll take a short time out to hear some messages, but we'll be right back to continue with proper introductions. Mike Damon here at No Strings continues.
No Strings
is proudly
supported by
KSA Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Join us on there every Wednesday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Visit ksaradio.co.za.
Are you in Nigeria and afraid to test for HIV? Or are you HIV positive and confused and depressed? HIV is not a death sentence. You can't get help now. Call the Initiative for Equal Rights on its 24-hour toll-free line without paying a dime using the number 0800-225-84377 or visit the website www.theinitiativeforequalrights.org for more information on free HIV testing, and counseling and even referral. Call now. Talk freely.
This is a message from NoStringsNG.com.
You're listening to No Strings.
Welcome back. So on this week's episode, we are going to have a conversation with our very own Miss Sahara. She's a Nigerian-born trans woman, beauty queen, model, singer-songwriter, and advocate. Miss Sahara has been on several runways, catwalking for numerous fashion designers, and a part of so many projects advocating and creating visibility for trans rights. In 2014, she was crowned the first ever Super Serena, a global transgender pageant in Philippines for exceptional individuals with talent, grace, and brain, on one of Philippines' biggest daytime television show called Eat Bulaga on GMA Network, where she represented Nigeria. And so we are much honored to have her here on No Strings. Miss Sahara, can you briefly tell us about yourself, particularly about your childhood and growing up?
When I was little, I was allowed to play with the girls. I danced, cooked, and did everything any normal young little girl would do. Because I was so young, my grandmama tolerated my femininity, and most of my family members saw it as a phase I would grow out of. But it didn't happen, as you can tell. It was in my teenage years the confusion became more harder, because I was waiting for my body parts to develop like other girls my age, and it didn't happen. Severe gender dysphoria kicked in. Now I know what was wrong with me at the time. It's called gender dysphoria. A medical terminology for someone whose emotional and psychological identity as a gender they portray physically is the opposite of the gender they are assigned at birth. So back then I thought there was something abnormal wrong with me, because I was constantly being told that there was something wrong with me. My voice, my feelings, my gestures, mannerisms were that of a girl, and it felt completely natural.
Mm. Okay, now some people are saying, oh, she ran away from Nigeria to the UK and then copied the lifestyle. So tell us, some people say that being trans is a matter of choice. How can you address this?
Moving to the United Kingdom was my redemption. It was either staying in Nigeria, continue being bullied, harassed, beaten up, and finally succeed in killing myself, or moving away to a more open-minded society to live my dreams to my fullest potential. So I took the latter. I chose to live. As for the lifestyle question, being a woman or living in your true gender is not a lifestyle. Lifestyles are fads that can be outgrown or nurtured, like fashion and beauty trends. There was no time of epiphany either. It's like me asking you, when did you know that you are a male? And I'm sure your answer would be, since you were born. So it is a common question that is asked of trans people all the time, as if we just had a sudden air of self-discovery. I have always known that I am a female, right from when I gained the consciousness of self. My brain has always been female. The exterior of my body may have changed, like any young girl who developed into adult. But my sense of self and my identity as a person I've always felt I am remains the same.
Wow. Some people mix up the two terms, transgender and transsexuality. Now, is there any difference between the two terminologies? And can you please help clear us on that?
Transgender is an umbrella terminology that collectively describes people who live biologically or socially in the gender they are not assigned at birth. And this includes transsexuals, gender non-binary, cross-dressers, drag queens, drag kings, and so many more. But transsexuals, on the other hand, are people who have gone through medical and psychological treatment to become the gender they feel they are. So in the simplest of terms, transsexuals use medical means to live their truth. But transgender is a collective term for the community. So under the umbrella of transgender, I am a transsexual woman. But mind you, not all trans people identify as transgender. They just want to be known within or without the gender binary marker. So in my opinion, I believe that everybody or every human being should be given the freedom to self-definition. When confused about someone's identity, especially when it's vague, you don't really understand what to call them. I think it's polite to ask them graciously how they would like to be addressed.
Yeah, interesting. I'm learning so much already. I hope you are too. So here we'll take a break to hear one of Miss Sahara's trans anthemic sound titled I'm Alive. We'll be back.
Do we need a
And that was Miss Sarah on the song titled I'm Alive. Interesting, isn't it? Well, it got me dancing, so it is. Welcome back. We are still learning about what it means to be a trans with Miss Sahara. So, Miss Sahara, how can you describe your current relationship with your family? That is, if you're still in contact with him.
Yes, I have a great relationship with my family. It was hard for them in the beginning, though. You know, then they didn't understand that being trans was a medical condition, and they didn't know what being transgender meant. But as soon as they got educated on the subject, they all came around. And it's one of many reasons why I am hopeful that some Nigerians would come around to understanding the LGBTQI plus community more if they get educated on the subject. It's, I think the hate is due to lack of education on the subject.
Yeah, really. I understand that out of your passion for human rights, you started an organization which you call TransValid. So can you briefly tell us about it?
Yeah, TransValid organization is an educational movement which helps in the simplification and the clarification of what it means to be transgender. We also produce and curate content about transgender people, especially when the mainstream media put out negative information about trans people. Most of the information they put out are usually it has lots of dead naming, slurs, negative connotation about transgender people. So through TransValid, we republish the stories in the right language and also use our own narratives to put the story out properly as it should have been done in the beginning. So yeah, it's something I'm very passionate and very proud of.
Well, brilliant. So what new projects are you currently working on, and how do you think it will affect the lives of trans men and women back at home here in Nigeria?
Well, all I can do for the LGBTQI plus people in Nigeria at the moment is me being visible in media and me speaking out about the plights of those who are left behind in Nigeria. The more we speak out, the more we change public opinions in Nigeria. The law may not change any soon, but changing the public's perception of our community is much, much more important. I'm competing for Miss Transstar International on the 17th of September in Barcelona, Spain. And I'll be representing Nigeria. As usual, I'll be flying the Nigerian flag proudly, even though some Nigerians are not happy about me representing them.
Yeah,
so I'm a strong believer that we should do things we enjoy, and while doing it, do something positive and good for our community, or speak out for those people who are voiceless. So, yes, so I enjoy catwalking, so I'll be using that. And I implore other people listening to this to use their hobby or something that they enjoy doing, use it to speak out for your community and speak out for yourself as well.
Speaking out, very, very important. Okay, so finally, what last words do you have for people listening to the sound of your voice right now?
I would say to them to be strong and keep fighting to live their authentic lives. They should never compromise their belief in who they are or who they love. One day we will win that equality fight in Nigeria. Speak out, never stay silent. Go out and teach people about who you are or who you love. Tell them why it is biological, human, and natural to be you. Education on LGBTQI issues is the key to changing perceptions. We need to teach people more about who we are. Many Nigerians who hold a strong negative views about our community have no knowledge of what it means to be transgender or to be gay or to be bisexual or to be intersex or queer. They go by the common perverted misconceptions they are fed in the media and the general society, and religion as well. So the only way to change all that is by teaching people when they're willing to listen or when they're willing to learn. If you feel it is not safe for you to speak out, then don't speak out. Your life matters more and your life comes first. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Miss Sahara, of course. And then finally, we've come to the end of this week's episode. Thank you so much for being there and listening. Okay, if you want to reach No Strings, of course, you can send us an email using info@nostringsng.com. You can also call our hotline. Of course, the numbers are on the website. You can also follow us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringsng. And you can also do same on Twitter by using our Twitter handle @nostringsng. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time with you here in No Strings. I'll be with you again next week. Until then, I say bye-bye.